Now, in this second part of the lecture, we are going to discuss some sufficient conditions under which the integral functionals that we considered are indeed coercive on suitable functional spaces. Let us start with, of course, omega in Rn is a non-empty open set. We start by considering the zero-order functionals. So we have some function g from omega times r capital N in the extended real line, which is measurable with respect to the sigma algebra of Lebesgue measurable sets in X and with respect to the Borel sigma algebra of Rn in Y, such that, in addition, g of xy is bounded from below by some gamma positive times the norm of y to the power p for star p larger than 1, and not past infinity, of course, minus psi of x for some psi in L1 of omega. And we ask that this condition holds for all x and y in omega minus e times Rn, where e is a fixed set with Lebesgue measure 0. Then, the zero-order functional given by this italic or mafcal g, mafcal is the comment in Latic, is the command in Latic to make it. I mean, the functional g of w defined as the integral over omega of gx w of x is LP coercive on every subset A of LP of omega with values in R capital N. How to prove it? Observation. If the measure of omega is finite, psi can be constant. I mean, of course, can be. Of course, they can have infinity and therefore also constant. Because then the problem, the concrete problem will be, I give you a function gxy, prove me that there exists a positive gamma and a psi in L1 such that this inequality holds for almost every x and for every y. That's the point. So if you already know that omega is a finite measure, you know that any constant psi will be fine. So that if g of xy is actually only the norm of y to some power p, we are done. Up to a constant, we are done. The proof is one line, because g of w is the integral over omega of g of x w of x, but for almost every x we have that, and for every values of y we have that inequality, therefore the integral doesn't see what the negligible set E. So this is largely equal than the integral over omega of gamma absolute value, norm of w of x to the power p minus psi. This is exactly gamma times the LP norm of w to the power p minus the L1 norm of psi over omega. Why? Because, the L1 norm is larger than the integral of psi. There are minus signs, so we have the reverse inequality. Psi is fixed, gamma is fixed. If now we take w such that its LP norm goes to plus infinity, this term goes to plus infinity. And this is the definition of coercivity. Simple. Now we come to something more interesting, that is first order functions. And this proposition is quite long, and therefore I divided it in two parts. So we assume that we have a function f, integrand function f from omega times Rn times Rn times small n into the extended real line, which is Lebesgue measurable in x, Borel measurable in the first component in y, and Borel measurable again in z. And we assume that one of the following set of conditions holds. In all these conditions, we are assuming that gamma positive, p is in 1 infinity, psi is L1, and the Lebesgue negligible set E are fixed. Condition A, the class A is an arbitrary subset of W1P of omega with values in Rn, and the integrand function f satisfies f, x, y, z larger or equal than gamma norm of y to the power p norm plus norm of z to the power p minus psi of x for almost every x and every z and y in Rn and in Rn times small n. This is clearly the generalization of the previous condition for zero order integrals. But here we have something more interesting. B. Omega is an open bounded Lipschitz domain. So it's an open bounded set connected that's domain, and such that its boundary is Lipschitz regular. A is any subset of W1P of omega with values in Rn, and f x, y, z is controlled from below by gamma norm of y plus norm of z to the power p minus psi of x for all x, y, z in omega minus e times Rn, except this is the same condition. The difference is that here I ask the norm of y only to power 1. It can be more difficult to find the higher powers, but if I take a nice set omega, I can still work with power 1, for instance. Condition C. Omega may not be bounded, but it should be contained in a strip of finite width. What does it mean? But basically, that omega is contained in the intersection, oh no, sorry, is between two parallel hyperplanes. More precisely, there exists a vector nu with norm 1, A less than B in R, such that for every x in omega, the scalar product between nu and x is a number between A and B. Or in other words, omega is inside the set x in Rn such that A is less than nu dot x less than B. A is a subset not of W1P but of the Dirichlet class W1P U0, with U0 and W1P. This means these are the functions in W1P of omega such that U minus U0 has a zero boundary value, so belongs to W1P0. And under these conditions, we ask f of x, y, z to be bounded from below only by gamma norm of z to the power p minus psi for all, etc. the same. Finally, condition D, assume omega is a bounded Lipschitz domain, and we ask A to be a subset of the set of functions in W1P such that the absolute value, the norm of the average of W on omega is less than M, this is W omega. The average. Then, for the mean value, so the one over the measure of omega times the integral over omega of W, for some M positive, then we need to ask only that f x y z is larger or equal than gamma norm of z to the power p minus psi of x. And this for all x y z, again in omega minus e times r capital N times r capital N small n. In each one of these cases, the first order functional f given by the integral over omega of the integrand function f of x w of x dw of x is W1P coercive on A. So you see, in this last case, we not only asked omega to be a nice domain, but also that A is a subset of a specific subclass of W1P, just as also in point C. Before we come to the proof, we need to recall some Poincaré inequalities. So if an open set omega in Rn is contained in a strip of finite width L, then we have the Poincaré inequality in the case of zero boundary values. In other terms, the LP norm of omega, for all W in W1P0 of omega with values in Rn, the LP norm of W over omega is controlled by a constant, which depends on n and p, times the width L, the maximum, one could put also the diameter of it's not the diameter. Notice, this is important, sorry. One could, of course, get a rougher estimate with the diameter of omega, but that could be plus infinity. It's enough that the width in at least one direction of omega is finite. And then here you get exactly that number, times the LP norm of the matrix gradient of W. Instead, if omega is open bounded Lipschitz domain, then we have the Poincaré inequality for the zero mean value case. That is, either you state this for functions in W1P such that the mean value W omega is zero, that is the one over the measure of omega integral over omega of W, or you just state directly the inequality for W minus its mean value. Because of course this function now has zero mean value, and its gradient is still the gradient of W.